Hey everybody, this is Ethan Uslan of the Carolina Shout podcast. Hope you're doing well, that you're not being investigated by the FBI. And today I put together yet another classical meets ragtime theme, and this time my victim is Frédéric François Chopin. You may have noticed that today's opening music was Till the End of Time, which is based on Chopin's heroic Polonaise. Basically, the songwriting team of Buddy Kay and Ted Mossman got the idea to take a Chopin melody, add words to it, take out a phrase here, put in a new phrase there, and voila, they came up with one of the big hits of 1945, Till the End of Time. And now I'm going to play another song that treated Chopin in the same way. Way back in 1917, when you and I were just kids, the songwriting duo of Harry Carroll and Joseph McCarthy took a melody from Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu, and they did the same thing. They added words, they took out a phrase here, they added a phrase there, and the result was I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. I recorded that here in my home, but before airing it on the podcast, I decided that it needed some good singing on it, some good singing. So I emailed the file to vocalist Gina Marie DiGregorio in Chicago, and she sent it back to me with her vocals. Can you believe it? The age we live in. I just have to email her my piano playing, and she emails it back with her singing. What a time to be alive. This is just amazing. The next best thing would be having her teleport over here. So here it is, me and Gina performing together, piano in Charlotte, vocals in Chicago, I'm Always Chasing Rainbows.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes end up like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas look to find the sunshine, I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning, sometimes I can't even seem to make a gain. Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, hoping to find a little bluebird in May. Chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes end up like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas look to find the sunshine, I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning, sometimes they can't even seem to make a gain. Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, hoping to find a little bluebird in vain. Hoping to find a little bluebird in vain.
So that was I'm Always Chasing Rainbows with Gina Marie DiGregorio on vocals. The main part of the melody was lifted from Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu. And you might remember Gina from the last episode of this podcast, where she was here in the studio singing a whole bunch of songs. And if you missed that, may I humbly recommend that you back up an episode after you're done with this one and listen to Gina sing. And now she's back in Chicago, but as you just heard, we use technology to make it like she's still here. And I should also mention that if you take your iPhone and press Control-Alt-Delete, Gina will appear in front of you as a hologram, and she'll sing three songs of your choosing, and she'll sing an additional three more for $3.99 plus tax. All right, time for some more Chopin. Last month, I performed in an all-Chopin concert in Davidson, North Carolina, at an event for the local classical radio station, WDAV. They had four different pianists who took different approaches to Chopin's music. Pamela Howland played a few mazurkas paired with Beatles songs, and she pointed out some commonalities between Chopin and the Beatles. Gregory Knight, a Van Cliburn finalist who lives in North Carolina, played a Chopin sonata and knocked it out of the park. And also pianist Chad Lawson played New Age renditions of Chopin. Now, you think I'm going to knock the New Age music, but I'm not. You see, I was on after him, after Chad Lawson, and I was pretty nervous and because, you know, sometimes I get nervous when I perform. And I was backstage, and I listened to Chad Lawson play, and as I heard the New Age renditions of Chopin, I could feel my chakras aligning with the lunar cycle. I could feel my chi aligning with my zen, my blood pressure dropped down to 110 over 72.3, and my triglycerides went down to 213 milligrams per deciliter. And then I went on stage calm and composed. So yeah, I do like the New Age music. I do like the New Age interpretation of Chopin. I find it very salubrious, very reinvigorating. And so I was on stage feeling good, feeling at peace. And I played Chopin's Prelude in A, which is probably the easiest, most playable piece that Chopin ever composed. And it goes like this. So I played that, what you just heard, and the audience didn't even clap. I suppose the piece is just so short and easy sounding, people were like, I'm not clapping for this, there's gotta be more to it. And fortunately there was, because then I played it in the style of Scott Joplin, like so. So I hope you heard the Chopin Prelude in there, disguised as a Scott Joplin rag. And I have one more variation for you. Here is that same Chopin Prelude, but played in the old New Orleans jazz style of Jelly Roll Morton. And watch out, I added some words and I'm gonna sing them.
Let me tell you about a man, Frederic Francois Chopin. He would dazzle and amaze when he played that A-flat polonaise. His heart would beat like a big brass band when he kissed his girl George Sand. You'll never meet another man like Fred Francois Chopin.
Well, all right, I hope you enjoyed that. In fact, I think you did enjoy it, because if you're the type of person who doesn't like this stuff, you would have turned off this podcast after the first 10 seconds. But you're still here, so I think you liked it. And since you're the type of person who does like this stuff, here's another bit of jazzed up Chopin. Here's my deranged arrangement, a derangement, if you will, of Chopin's Waltz in C-sharp minor, Opus 64, number 2, if you're keeping score at home. 64, number 2. If you're looking for Opus 64, number 3, I'm sorry, you got the wrong podcast. We've only got Opus 64, number 2. Here it is. Dog. Hope you liked that. That was Chopin's Waltz in C-sharp minor, Opus 64, number 2, played in a jazzy way. And now I have one more Chopin-related musical item for your auditory perusal. I'd like to play a rag from 1915 called The Ragtime Nightingale by Joseph Lamb. Joseph Lamb was originally from Montclair, New Jersey, which is a couple towns over from where I grew up in South Orange. Joseph Lamb was a great admirer of Scott Joplin, and his compositions are very much in that mold, very Joplinian. But make no mistake, Joseph Lamb was much more than a Joplin imitator, and some of his best rags are genuine ragtime classics up there with the best of them. And what's amazing to me is that although Lamb worked a bit in the music industry as a young man, he eventually became an accountant, composing only on the side. So let that be an inspiration to all you accountants out there. And now before I play this piece, let me remind you that today's episode has a Chopin theme, and the reason why I'm playing Ragtime Nightingale is because there's a Chopin connection. In the first strain, you'll hear a left-hand ascending passage that is derived from Chopin's Revolutionary Etude. So first, let's have a listen to Chopin's Revolutionary Etude, shall we? Here's how it starts. And this isn't me playing. This is Vladimir Horowitz. All right, hit it, Vladimir. ¶¶
Whoa, Horowitz is just flying through that. But if you isolate a left-hand section from what you just heard and play it in slow motion, it'll sound like this. So that was me, and not Horowitz. I can handle the Revolutionary Etude only hands separately and in slow motion. And so just remember what you just heard, and now listen to this. That was pretty similar, right? What I just played was part of the left hand from Joseph Lamb's Ragtime Nightingale. It's right out of the Chopin Etude, just slow motion and ragtimeized a bit. And now here's the whole piece. The whole Ragtime Nightingale by Joseph Lamb, played by me, not Vladimir Horowitz. Horowitz never recorded the Ragtime Nightingale, to his eternal detriment. So that was the Ragtime Nightingale by Joseph Lamb, who is an accountant by day and composer by night. I think it's amazing what human beings can be capable of in terms of juggling day jobs and side careers, and Lamb's accomplishments remind me of the Van Cliburn finalist that I met, Gregory Knight. He is a top-level piano virtuoso, and during the day he's a software developer.
And throughout history, there have been geniuses who had day jobs. I know William Faulkner, the novelist, he worked at a post office in Oxford, Mississippi. Not his whole career, but I think in the beginning. And Albert Einstein famously worked in a patent office. And it's a little known fact that Chopin himself had a day job. He was a Pilates instructor. Well, that's all I have for today's episode. I have more Chopin-inspired pieces I could play, but I think that's enough for one episode. Let's space it out. Maybe I'll do a Chopin in Ragtime Part 2 sometime. So keep listening to the podcast if you like this kind of stuff. And now for the credits. The Carolina Shout podcast is produced in Charlotte, North Carolina by Ethan Uslan, who is known as the poet of podcasting. Kate Uslan is the audio engineer, but she has a side hustle as a Victorian novelist using the nom de plume of George Sandcastle. Thanks to Gina Marie DiGregorio for singing I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. Check out Gina's music on ginastream.com or go hear her sing on Monday nights at Primo Restaurant in Gurnee, Illinois. Finally, I'd like to thank Vladimir Horowitz for his performance of the Revolutionary Etude. Did you know that every single night of his adult life, Vladimir Horowitz insisted on eating the same exact meal, Dover sole and asparagus, every single night, no exceptions. And when he performed in Russia in 1986, those foods were not available except on the black market, so he enlisted the British ambassador to get the Dover sole and the Italian ambassador to get the asparagus. So people, let me tell you, if you ever hire me for a concert, I'm unbelievably low maintenance. All I need are canned sardines and water chestnuts, and I don't even care which ambassador fetches it for me. Just not the Peruvian ambassador, because we had a falling out. That's a long story. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Feel free to tell your friends about this podcast. And hey, do me a favor. Leave a review on iTunes if you're so inclined. No pressure. All right, see you next time.